Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello and welcome to a special edition of Readers Entertainment. Just wanted to welcome everyone. This is Sheila Clover English, and I am going to be your host. What happened was about a week ago, there was a news segment that kind of got legs and went viral and caught our eye, especially since the news program was about a teacher, a high school teacher, who also, on her own time and under a pen name, writes some really steamy, racy romance erotica for Laura's Cave and Changeling Press. And what happened was they wanted to do an expose and out her and let everybody know that, hey, this woman who's teaching your kids is also writing this racy material. And now it's become this big debate as to whether or not she has the right to write what she wants on her own time. And, of course, you know, we here at Readers Entertainment fully support her and gave her a call and said, look, you know what, we would love for you to be able to give your side of the story, and we found out a lot of other information about how the segment was skewed and how they waited to the last minute to try and contact her. So there's just kind of a lot of things that were going on, and so we asked if we could just kind of record a conversation with her and ask the questions that we thought you would be interested in knowing. So we wanted to find out how she found out and what the reporter had said to her, if anything, what she planned to do about it. What was it like the day after the expose aired on television for her to go back to work? What did her students say? What did her coworkers say? And what does she plan on doing about that? So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play that conversation for you.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm very excited to have this guest with us. We were just talking before we started the program about publicity and about how sometimes what seems to be something that might first appear to be bad could actually be turned around. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I have here with me author Judy Mays, and for those of you who have not been watching the news, Judy has been a teacher, and Judy, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's the 10th grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've been a teacher for some time, and you're a teacher under a different name, and you write under Judy Mays, and you do write erotic romance. I saw some book covers for Laura's Cave, which I'm very familiar with. Gotta love Laura's Cave. And apparently some parents discovered that Judy has been writing under a different name and that she is writing erotic romance, and they've decided to take exception to the fact that that Judy writes that kind of material and is also a teacher. You know, and it's really hard for me to say that without bringing the word hypocrisy in, but I'm sure we'll eventually get around to that. Judy, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
It's you almost don't know where to start. I have so many questions, but I think I'd like to start. Tell me, how did you find out about being in the news and about all this happening? Did they approach you, or did you just kind of find out when everybody else found out?
I had an email on my school email at approximately 2:00, 2:30 in the afternoon. Now, I don't know what time it originally arrived because I was teaching. I don't sit at my computer going through email all day. And there was a comment in there about parents calling the television station, and did I have a comment and I should call or contact this reporter. And that was the first that I knew it was going to happen. And then, bam, I was on the 5:00 news. I was lead story at 6:00.
Wow.
Considering which boggles my mind, considering there are people who died in Alabama in those horrible hurricanes, and they're choosing to talk about me.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I didn't even think about that, to be honest. That is such a great point. You know, and I will say, too, you know, I've worked in the production business for nearly 10 years, and I know that in order to run a story like that, it actually takes time to get all that information together and to go and film people and, you know, for you to be invited to comment, you know, hours before it actually airs. To me, and this is just my own personal opinion, there's definitely some unfairness in the way that the news media handled that. And again, that's my own personal opinion. You know, to know that you're going to have all that time involved in doing some sort of expose, and then you wait till the day that it's going to be shown, and you send an email, not a phone call, right? You got an email.
Well, from what I understand, they may have just gotten a phone call from the parents that day. I could very well be wrong about that, but, I mean, it's, I don't know.
And that's possible. It's definitely possible they threw all that together, but I saw footage. Now, did they have the footage of the parents when it was first aired, or did they do some follow-up news reports on it?
See, I don't know, because I got home from school, and I went out and mowed the lawn. And when I came back in at 5:30 or so, I had text messages, I had phone calls to answer, and I had a voicemail from my mother saying, call me. And I did, and she said, you're on the news. I said, what? So I turned on the news, and there I was.
Wow. Now, tell me, what was your initial reaction to seeing that?
I was surprised. And then I saw my book covers on television, which they were being seen by thousands of people. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what wonderful publicity.
So true. Truly a great, you know, a great attitude to have. I mean, you know, some people will say, good, you know, whether it's good or bad, it's publicity. And I think to an extent that's true. And especially in a scenario like this, where there's, and again, my own opinion, there's some judgment going on. You know, I read the article, I saw the interviews. There's definitely some judgment that's happening. And anytime there's judgment, you know, it's all subjective. People are going to have their own opinions. And the thing is it creates a conversation around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're pro or con, you know, people know your name.
Yes.
They've seen your book covers.
Yes.
So now tell me, what was it like the next day, when you went into your classroom the next time?
Well, one thing, first of all, I have been published since, I think, 2002. So mm-hmm. I've been published for 9 years. And there were kids at school who knew about it. I mean, how they found out, I don't know. But for years, students have known about it. But I have never once mentioned it in class. I mean, I've never brought up the topic that I write. And if they ask, I pushed them off. My basic line, you know, well, to be honest, I have never lied to my students. And I've told them that, yes, I do write romance novels, but I won't talk about it because the school board hired me to teach English, and it would be a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And they drop it after that, and they don't push it. So another thing you have to understand is I've been teaching for 33 years, and I have something of a reputation of you don't really give me a hard time because as a student because you probably regret it. So I didn't have a problem going to school the next day. Now, it was interesting, all of the eye contact that I got, but not a single student said a word.
Oh. Well, what about coworkers? I mean, was there –
my coworkers
have
known. So it was – I mean, they were worried for me, and I told them to relax, that there was nothing to worry about.
Now, tell me, did you hear anything from your publisher? I was just kind of curious.
My publisher called me and said, if you need me, I will bring an entourage to picket to support you.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, major support from EC.
That's amazing. And they're known for that, too. They have a pretty good reputation.
Uh-huh.
Now, are there any school policies that you're aware of that you broke by writing your romance novels?
No, I have, under the First Amendment, I have the right to do what I want in my own private time. As long as I don't bring it into school, there's nothing wrong. I have not done anything wrong. And I've always been emphatic that I don't bring it into school. And I know you're going to mention the Facebook page later, but
uh-huh.
You get on there, and the number of former students that have come out to support me, and practically every one of them said she never mentioned it.
You know, and you brought up the Facebook page, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about that for a moment. You know, it was interesting. I saw the article. I was just aghast. I really, truly wasn't. My initial thought was, you know what, I need to show some support. I actually did go and sign up for the station's comment section so that I could comment, and there are hundreds of comments.
Yes.
If you go to the station.
I know.
It's pretty amazing.
I read them all.
Oh, good. Well, then you saw one of mine. And then I heard there was that somebody had put a Facebook page in support of you together. And so I went over there and I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to, you know, I want to go throw my numbers in over there and say something over there too. And so I went over there, and when I went over there and signed up for it, there were like 300 or 400 people. And then right before the show, I thought, well, I'm going to go see, you know, if there's any new news. I'm going to go over to that Facebook page. Over 9,000 in a matter of days. So how does that make you feel to see that kind of support?
I am humbled by that kind of support, especially since so many of them are ex-students, because I never in a million years expected it. I was pretty sure that the vast majority of the students I've had over the years have respected me, but I never, ever expected an outpouring of warmth and support like this. This makes teaching worthwhile.
Oh, that's, you know, and I did see, I actually, when I was looking at the station comments, I saw that some of your former students, and some of your current
yes.
students even, had gone over and commented, and I thought, you know, first of all, everybody knows that teaching is, it's, you know, it's not the best paying job. A lot of it is intrinsic reward. And, you know, to see your students rally on your behalf. And, you know, you already said you're the type of teacher that's a no-nonsense, you know, don't mess with me or you'll regret it kind of teacher. But still, even knowing that, your students still stood up for you and said, you know, this isn't right. She's not done anything wrong. I think that's just kind of a testament to your character as well to your teaching. And just, you know, is there anything that you'd like to say, not just to your students, but just to the people who are supporting you, who are there on that Facebook page?
Oh, I have typed the words thank you so often it's become redundant. thank you in so many different ways. And, I mean, I'm a writer and I can't think of any more ways to write thank you. Because it's overwhelming, it's, again, heartwarming, it's somewhat unbelievable, and yet it is believable. I mean, the romance community is pretty tight-knit, and we kind of jump on things when they happen. So just
yeah.
the author support, and I appreciate it so very much, but it didn't really surprise me a lot, although, especially from the ones I knew, but,
right?
You know, perfect authors who do not know me from Adam have jumped on the bandwagon to support me. You know, authors who aren't particularly interested in the kind of romance that I write support me, and you know, it's mind-boggling.
Well, I know I first saw it come up. It was being passed around Facebook, the news article with people, you know, making their comments, and I actually saw it from. Author Kate Douglas had put it up on her site, and
Kate's a good
was
friend.
Just, ah, yes, she's a wonderful,
yes,
wonderful person.
Is.
And, you know, she really had gotten the ball rolling, and, you know, all I had to do was see it, and, of course, then I had shared it. So, you know, there really is a lot of support, and I think that says a lot about you know, the truth of this matter. I mean, really. But tell me something, you know, what, you know, with what you write, because we're talking about your writing too, you know, with what you write, you know, you have to overcome, you know, taboos and repress belief systems. Is this situation really surprising to you that you receive some negative feedback from people?
No, not at all.
Now, would you say that, now, have you gotten that kind of feedback
before this
situation?
No. I mean, for me, I look at everything I write as a romance. They're all romances. They're all love stories. And, you know, they're rather spicy,
uh-huh.
but they're love stories. And every one of them ends up with a happily ever after ending because that's what I like. And that's what, you know, I think people like to read a book where you don't have to think hard. You can just escape. You know, people
right.
There are people who read mysteries because they like to think about what's going to happen next and try to figure out what's going to happen before the end of the book. But romances, they're just pure pleasure. And people read them to relax and to escape. And, I mean, that's why I read them. I mean, I started reading Barbara Cartland lots of years ago. And it's, you know, it's to relax. And so that's, you know, I never ever thought of what I write as anything other than just plain out-and-out romance.
You know, let me ask you, because, you know, I've seen the book covers, and, you know, they're racy book covers. Do you, you know, and I've listened to, you know, some of the interviews with the parents who were complaining, and they're saying, oh, well, I don't read any of that. I've never read any of that. So do you think that a lot of this is based off of just these racy book covers? Do you think, are they really reading them?
I don't know. All I know is that if you walk into any bookstore in the country, my book covers aren't any racier than any of the other ones.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
In some cases, they might be tamer than some of the other ones.
So do you have any idea what might have triggered this?
Like I said, I've been published for 9 years. And it's sort of been I don't know if we could say it's a secret because there were so many students. I mean, if you stop and go through all the messages on the Facebook page from my students, it's, well, yeah, I knew about it. And, you know, I had one girl say, we had a giggle about it, but we didn't talk about it, et cetera. And nobody ever, she never talked, you know, I never talked about it. So it was kind of an open secret. And they were, and I know there are I know there are people in the district who buy and read my books. A number of years ago, I did a workshop where a woman from the district who wanted to be a writer just happened to be there. So there were certainly people who knew about it. So it got around, I guess. And then, of course, there were other people who had absolutely no idea.
Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, obviously, you know, the big news was that, you know, there were these people who were uncomfortable with it, and I, you know, thought this was unethical and so on and so forth. But then, you know, you're talking about there's a lot of people who read the books, and there's a lot of positive stuff that's going on, too. I mean, you've been writing for this long. You must get fan mail. You must, you know, what kind of email do you get from your fans?
When's the next book coming out? Because I can't write fast enough to keep up with them. I like this series. When is the next? Could you please tell me when the next one will be out? So, and you know, with teaching, I don't have time to write. Like, I mean, most of my writing's done in the summer.
So tell us a little bit, just so that people have an idea. You know, we talked about, you know, you write romance, you write the happily ever after. You know, tell us a little bit about the book that you have out now.
Well, the last one I had out, Undercover Heat, was it's the fifth in my werewolf series. I mean, paranormal is extremely popular, and people like my werewolves. And this is the fifth. It's a family, and it's about Melody and, oh, God, what is it about?
Now, if somebody wanted to find out more, what's your website?
It's www.judymaze.com.
Now tell me something. Just be totally frank. I'm just going to ask you, what, if anything, do you feel you've done wrong?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I think you're going to get, obviously you're getting a lot of agreement because there are a lot of people who are showing their support. Have you, since then, have you been subjected to any kind of harassment, any emails or negative feedback that it's now coming your way because of this?
I have not gotten one single negative email. I have not had one person say anything negative to me anywhere.
Wow. That's amazing. Because, you know, looking at the news, it's definitely skewed toward the feeling of, oh my gosh, can you believe that this, you know, this, what this person's writing and they're teaching your child. I mean, there's a skewed view there, you know, and again, my opinion. You know, so the fact that you're not getting, you know, hate mail or, you know, anything like that, I think that, again, that goes back to, I think people realize this is your own time. You're not bringing it into the classroom. You've not done anything inappropriate whatsoever in your classroom or with your students, to your students, around your students, in front of your students. I mean, you know, it sounds to me like you were shocked that this was even new.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was very surprised when it came on, but it was, like I said, there are my book covers on television. I mean,
you know, yeah, exactly. It's like, well, how can you take this situation and empower yourself? Tell me something. How has this situation, you know, made you a better person or made things actually better for you?
Well, it's made things better for me because I've gotten so many emails from people who now say they're going to buy my books, and I still have a son in college. And I figure, you know, it's going to take 4 or 5 months for me to find out, you know, just if I've made, you know, how many more sales I've made. And I'm sure I have, my sales have gone up. Is this going to make me a millionaire? No. I'm too logical for that. I know better. But I think it's going to do a nice job of paying for college.
Nice. So tell me something. What do you hope the final outcome overall will be, other than sales? What do you think is going to happen after the dust settles?
Here, where I live, nothing, except that people will now know, oh, yeah, she's the one who writes the books. And, you know, so many of the kids already knew that. So it's not like they're going to, although some of them have now found out because they had no clue.
Right.
Is it going to change my life? No, I don't think so. If I don't know if this had happened to me 20 years ago, maybe. But to be perfectly honest, I'm too old to get worked up about this.
Yeah. That's one of the benefits of being an older woman.
Exactly.
Now tell me, do you plan on taking any action against anyone involved in this situation?
At this point, no.
No? Have you confronted any of your accusers in any way?
No, I have not.
So you're just kind of letting it
just die
of its own accord?
I'm just going to let it die. I'm not going to do anything.
Well, you're stepping away with grace and class. And, I mean, that's really all you have to do. It says it all. So tell me, what are you doing next? What's next on your writing?
Well,
agenda?
I just sent in a manuscript for a good old fashioned historical romance.
Oh, I love historical.
Yeah, it's Midnight Angel of Bodmin Moor. It takes place in Cornwall, England, and it's a historical. It takes place in the 1800s, early 1800s.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to thank you again for spending time with us and, you know, for just being frank and honest about everything that's happened. And again, you know, we want to extend our support toward you here at Readers Entertainment, and we wish you all the best. And, you know, we're going to have you come back. When that historical is about to be released, you definitely should give us a call. And we'll have you come back and be on the show, and we'd love to hear more about it.
I'm pretty sure it will be out before October.
All right.
Because EC has their Romanticon convention every October, and I'll be there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the book will be there with me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Judy. I really appreciate you taking the time. And thank you so much to our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment. You can find out more and find all the links. We'll make sure we get some links to you here at readersentertainment.com.
And thank you so much. I did want to make sure that you get the Facebook URL. For those of you who want to join, it is www.facebook.com, and it's at Support Judy Mays, M-A-Y-S. And like I said, when I went over there and signed up, there were, you know, maybe 400 people, and I'm looking at it right now, and it says there are 9,097. So if you want to show your support, go over and take a look. It's really wonderful to see all the comments that are going on. And, you know, some of them are students and just a lot of people who are there to support Judy. And we would love to hear from you as well. Thank you so much. I am your host. This is Sheila English from Readers Entertainment.